Parshas Bo, we read the pasuk v'haya le'os al yadcha u'tatafos ben einecha. And Rashi comments, u'tatafos ben einecha Hashem shem abo batim, shavosh is four batim, kuim totafos, tat bekatvi shtayim, pat ba'afriki shtayim. That's an elision between two African dialects, katvi and afriki. In it, tat means two in each of these dialects, and therefore it's 2 plus 2 are the four batim. And Rashi says this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And it seems strange that the name of the Tefillin Shavuos and the count, the minion of how many batim, is learnt from a drusha of, you know, different languages, foreign languages, Katvi and Afriki. So I once heard from Rabbi Yosef Grumblad, Zichron Levracha, that he explained that there's a fundamental difference between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Yad are keneged halev. They correspond, they're placed facing the heart, corresponding to the heart. And they have to be covered. Because the Tefillin Shel Yad, he explained, speak about the dedication of our most internal feelings of a Jew for Hashem, and dedicating them for Hashem. And these feelings and emotions are part of the internal world, the private world of each individual, and governing those feelings is a fulfillment of Kabbalah's Omar Shemayim. But Shavosh has a different theme. The Shavosh corresponds to the brain, to the mind, and though they represents the thoughts of a person and his intellect. And the Tefillin Shavuos are meant to dedicate our thoughts, our understanding, our intellect to Hashem. And therefore, that's why they're placed corresponding to the mind, to the brain. And intellect and understanding is something that's universal, and it can relate to every person. And therefore, the tefillin, shavosh, on the contrary, are not covered like the shayad, but are always supposed to be open. And that's what the pasuk means. V'vahu kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra elecha v'yoro mimecha, and chazal darshan, elu tefillin shavosh, mon brachas, davav. Because for all people, they have potentially, in terms of the intellect and the logic, there's a way that they can relate to it. And therefore, that's alluded to, that the Tefillin Shavuos, Totafos, and the number of the Batim are in foreign languages, because there's a universal element to it. And if we also understand why you always have to wear the Tefillin Shel Yad when you have the Tefillin Shavuos on, because the emotions of the person deep inside him and his love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, they are the foundation upon which our understanding and our intellect are based.